Bucks meant for your team this year. Could you imagine why any organization would want to let him go?
I really can't, you know, comment on or what. I don't even know what happened in terms of, you know, that thing last year, earlier this year. I just know that we were interested in the player that certainly played at an extremely high level last year, and you know, we thought we would get a dynamic leader, a guy with great energy and enthusiasm, that knew how to play the game and was going to bring a physicality to our defense that we were looking for, and he's provided all those things.
So has he lived up to your expectations?
Yes, certainly. I don't think I've ever coached a guy or will ever coach a guy with the spirit that he has, and all the things that he means to our locker room and our defense and our team in terms of the intangibles and the example he sets, you know, I wouldn't trade him for anything.
Has his role there any different than it was here? I mean, is he – I guess he's the unquestioned leader of your defense. What is his role as far as on the field is concerned?
He's going to be on the field in every play on defense that we're out there, you know, and he's done a great job of learning our system and fitting into it perfectly, and very unselfish. Doesn't look for or want the credit or the accolades. He's more than happy to fill his role, and he wants to win, and that's what he wants to do. And he'll do whatever he can within his power to help our team do that.
Do you expect the Eagles' offense will kind of go at him in light of the fact that they do know his tendencies?
I don't know that. That's something we'll prepare for, you know. But, you know, they got to go at somebody, and certainly he's part of our secondary. And but I think the Eagles' offense is so dynamic and has so many different playmakers that I'm not sure that they're going to target one guy and try to do, you know, one thing or another. Everybody touches the ball. Everybody's explosive, and all of them can make a lot of great plays.
Josh, do you see DeSean Jackson right now as the most dangerous player in the National Football League?
Yes.
How much, you know, in your first year with the team, how much is it meant to have Dawkins there? I mean, have you leaned on him for certain situations or anything like that? What's the dynamic been like?
I think it's, you know, I've been around some players that I would say are similar in terms of the way they handle themselves, how professional they are. I mean, Tom Brady certainly had a big influence on me, and Coach Belichick back in New England, and there's a lot of great players there that I had the opportunity to work with and see how they did their jobs. And Doc is really very similar. You know, he's somebody that you can ask questions to, that offers great advice when he does. You know, obviously he's one of our seven captains, and does a great job of you know, keeping abreast on the pulse of the team. And you know, he means a lot to us, all of us, our coaching staff, our organization, the players, game day, practice, meetings. He kind of sets a great example for, you know, whatever it may be. And like I said, I mean, that's something that is hard to measure because, you know, you're not going to get it from everybody.
Coach, do you expect to have Buckholder available?
Yes.
Okay. What has he meant to your team this year? I know he's been battling injuries and things. Is he
very, very unselfish player, great teammate, very explosive runner, really fits in nicely with what we ask of him, and he'll do whatever we ask of him, which is, you know, a great thing to have in a veteran player, and been such a, you know, a great role model and compliment, you know, and teacher to you know, Noshon and a lot of our younger players, practices as well. Or better than everybody else. Always goes hard, always has a great smile on his face, looks forward to coming to work every day, and again, wants to win and you know, respects everything about this organization and what we're doing with him. And like I said, is an unselfish team player that, you know, whatever you tell him his role is going to be this week, he's going to try to master it and then perform it to the best of his ability on Sunday.
Do you have to prepare for, you know, what kind of reaction Dawkins being, you know, back in Philadelphia will have and how that will affect the team as a whole and whether it could be a distraction?
I don't think there's anything we can do or worry about in terms of the reaction. I know that Doc and Buck both, you know, relish their time that they spent in Philly, I'm sure, and you know, we're a big part of the success that you know, that organization has had for so many years, and you know, and I'm sure that they appreciate all the people that they had the opportunity to work with and play in front of in Philadelphia. And you know, I would assume that, the people there would respect and appreciate all the things that they did. So I think it's just one of those things that we'll all enjoy, you know, the moments leading up to the game and all the different things that I'm sure will be the emotions that will be flowing. But I think once the ball's kicked off, we'll be playing a football game against a team in a different color jersey, and we're going to try to do everything we can to win the game, and I'm sure they will too.
Josh, I know you came into this job with a great background, but was there anything throughout the year that, maybe you didn't anticipate that you'd have to go through as a head coach?
Well, I think that, you know, the league is, you know, it ebbs and flows, and sometimes you you feel really good about the way you're playing, and sometimes you don't. And you're never very far away from feeling the other feeling. And I think that's one thing that you learn. And, you know, you have to kind of be able to you know, handle a loss, and at the same time, you got to be able to handle success the same way. And you can't get too high or too low. And certainly as the head coach now, the guy that's really, you know, stands in front of your team and really speaks to them and tries to make sure that we are handling whatever it may be at the time, success or failure, the right way. I think that's a constant challenge. And, you know, to win six in a row and then lose four and then win two and then lose two and, you know, going back and forth, you know, you got to try to keep an even keel and approach your job the same way.
Josh, are you going to introduce the defense? I mean, is that
probably? Okay. Probably will introduce the defense.
Josh, how you speaking of defense? How unique a player is Elvis Dumervil?
Elvis has obviously played a big role in our success. He is a unique in terms of his size, his arm length. He's a shorter guy, but has extremely long arms, and that allows him to, one, get leverage; two, he can try to keep you know, those big tackles from getting into his body and his frame, maybe you know, easier than they do with some other players. So Elvis is been a very productive player, obviously, plays an important role in our pass rush, also in our run defense, and has accepted his transition from being a lineman or a defensive end to an outside linebacker relatively smoothly, and has done everything we've asked him to do. So he's definitely a big part of what we've done on defense, and hopefully will continue to be.
Coach, thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
What do we do here? Anybody know what button to hit here, guys?